This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. At Westminster College in Salt Lake City, it's not just the ski bums and snowboarders whose eyes are glued to the TV during the Winter Olympics. Professors and philosophy students alike are cheering on an unusually large contingent of Olympic athletes from their student body. The tiny liberal arts college near the mountains has 14 students on this year's U.S. Olympic team. Westminster actively recruits them, gives them free tuition, and allows the athletes to balance their rigorous training and competition schedules with their academic courses. Jenny Brundin of member station KUER reports.
It's Friday morning and snow is falling lightly on the Westminster College campus. Inside the Student Union cafeteria, a group of guys hurriedly slurps up the last of their breakfast cereal. Skis and snowboards are strewn about.
I've got my boots, my backpack with my helmet, my gloves, my goggles.
Within minutes, chemistry major Nick Consiglio and his friends are off to some of the best skiing in the world, just half an hour away.
Have a good day.
Consiglio's from Vermont. His friends are also serious skiers from out of state. Brody Levin came to this small liberal arts college for a unique combination.
We're able to get challenged academically and head out to the mountain 5 days a week still.
Many students structure their classes to maximize their snow time, and professors understand that. A lot of them ski, too. That kind of fervor for the outdoors attracts snow athletes at the elite level as well. So far, Westminster is footing the bill to put 41 U.S. ski and snowboard team members through college, including more than a dozen on this year's Olympic team. Not small change at a school where tuition runs $25,000 a year. Deb Vickery directs Westminster's Academic Advising Center.
It's a good opportunity for Westminster because we've become really well known across the country as opposed to just within Salt Lake. So it kind of goes both ways.
Vickery has been called the athlete's mother hen. She'll even text them when she learns they've won a race or achieved a personal best.
Stretch, stretch, stretch.
That was a full, double full you saw from Lacey Schnorr. She will be performing that jump in the Olympics.
Just before she headed up to Vancouver, Olympic aerialist and Westminster student Lacey Schnorr, blonde braids flapping in the wind, got in a few jumps at this practice event just half an hour away in Park City. Athletes are drawn here because the 2002 Olympic practice site is also home to a $25 million training and sports science center. But Olympians like Schnorr say it's Westminster's flexibility that makes college and training possible.
I'm a junior in college, and I've been a junior for about 4 years.
Like her Olympic colleagues, Schnorr is on the 8, maybe 10-year college plan. The 24-year-old basically goes to school when she's injured.
Chipping away at that school, slowly but surely, I'll get there.
If students need to miss a class, sometimes for 6 to 8 weeks at a time, professors work with them. But there's no slacking. Athletes must keep up with reading and work, though most take classes only in summer and fall seasons. Deb Vickery says these athletes are a boon to the school. They're role models for other students, highly disciplined at balancing their sports careers and school. The Olympians' cumulative GPA is 3.63, and many have a 4.0.
They don't settle for just being in class and just learning and listening. They go beyond that, and they push themselves to do better.
That attitude defines aerialist Ryan St. Ange. It's dark now, and most of the other skiers have left the practice hill. But St. Ange stares at an iced ramp that shoots vertically into the night sky. The medals contender fiddles with the snow, pacing. The minutiae of aerial skiing can turn into an obsession. After a poor showing at the 2006 Winter Olympics, St. Ange enrolled in Westminster College as a way to free his mind.
I felt I actually needed something to take my attention away from freestyle. I eat, breathe, and sleep freestyle skiing. Last night while I was asleep, the only thing I was dreaming about was my landings.
When he can, St. Ange takes the fullest academic load possible, nailing a 4.0 average. Now, St. Ange is going for perfection again, this time for the gold. He competes in freestyle aerials on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundin in Salt Lake City.